Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, The Lord in the Heart, Text 37. It's the last verse in this chapter. Pibanti, ye, Bhagavata, Atmana, Satam, Katamritam, Shravana Puteshu Samvritam Punanti Te Vishaya Vidushitashayam Vrajanti Tach Charana Saroruhantikam. Pibante ye bhagavata atmana satam katamrita shravana puteshu samvritam punanti te vishaya vidushita shayam vrajanti tach charana Saroruhantikam Pibante ye bhagavata atmanasatam Katamrita shravana puteshu sambhritam Punanti te vishaya vidushitashayam Vrajanti tach charana saroruhantikam Pibanti ye bhagavata atmanasatam Katamritam shravana puteshu sambhritam Punanti te vishaya vidushitashayam Vrajanti tach charana saroruhantikam. Vrajanti te bhagavata manasatam. Tamritam shravana patesha sambhritam. Punanti te vishaya vidushita shayam Vrajanti tach charana saroruhantikam Vamanasatam Vamrita shravana pratesha sambhritam Pranti te vishaya vidushita shayam Pranti tatsarasaskantikam Vibhanti ye bhagavata atmanasatam Vibhanti ye bhagavata atmanasatam Sarnaratigam. Pipanti ye bhagavata manasatam. Katamritam shravana pratesha sambhritam. Vananti te vishya vidushitatmanam. Vachanti tatsarana sarovahantikam. Vaishnavis. Vivanti ye bhagavata manasatam. Tamrita Shravana Pitesha Sambhrita Vivanti Te Vishaya Vidushitashayam Vajantita Charana Sarovahatikam Vivanti Ye Bhagavata Manasatam Katamritam Shravana Pratesha Sambhritam Katamritam Yudhisthirayam Katamritam Shravana Sarovatam Pibhanti who drink, yea, those Bhagavataha of the personality of Godhead, Atmanaha of the most dear, Satam of devotees, Katamritam, the nectar of the messages. Shravana Pruteshu, within the ear holes, Sambhritam, fully filled, Punanti, purify, Te, there, Vishaya, material enjoyment, Vidushita Ashayam, polluted aim of life. Vrajanti, do go back. Tat, the Lord's. Charna, feet. Sarovara Antikam, near the lotus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation, those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of Him, the personality of Godhead. Purport. The sufferings of human society are due to a polluted aim of life, namely, lording it over the material resources. The more human society engages in the exploitation of undeveloped material resources for sense gratification, the more it will be entrapped by the illusory material energy of the Lord. And thus, the distress of the world will be intensified instead of diminished. The human necessities of life are fully supplied by the Lord in the shape of food grains, milk, fruit, wood, stone, sugar, silk, jewels, cotton, salt, water, vegetables, etc., in sufficient quantity to feed and care for the human race of the world as well as the living beings on each and every planet within the universe. The supply source is complete, and only a little energy by the human being is required to get his necessities into the proper channel. There is no need of machines and tools or huge steel plants for artificially creating comforts of life. Life is never made comfortable by artificial needs, but by plain living and high thinking. The highest perfectional thinking for human society is suggested here by Shukadeva Goswami, namely, sufficiently hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. For men in this age of Kali, when they have lost the perfect vision of life, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the torchlight by which to see the real path. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada has commented on the Kathamritam mentioned in this verse and has indicated Srimad Bhagavatam to be the nectarian message of the personality of Godhead. By sufficient hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, the polluted aim of life, namely lording it over matter, will subside, and the people in general, in all parts of the world, will be able to live a peaceful life of knowledge and bliss. For a pure devotee of the Lord, any topics in relation with his name, fame, quality, entourage, etc., are all pleasing. And because such topics have been approved by great devotees like Narada, Hanuman, Nanda Maharaj, and other inhabitants of Vrindavan, certainly such messages are transcendental and pleasing to the heart and soul. And by the constant hearing of the messages of the Bhagavad Gita and later of Srimad Bhagavatam, one is assured herein by Srila Shukadeva Goswami that he will reach the personality of Godhead and render him transcendental loving service in the spiritual planet of the name Goloka Vrindavan, which resembles a huge lotus flower. Thus, by the process of bhakti yoga, directly accepted, as suggested in this verse, by sufficient hearing of the transcendental message of the Lord, the material contamination is directly eliminated without one's attempting to contemplate the impersonal virat conception of the Lord. And by practicing bhakti yoga, if the performer is not purified from the material contamination, he must be a pseudo-devotee. For such an impostor, there is no remedy for being freed from material entanglement. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Lord in the Heart. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are we feeling purified from the contamination of material existence? We are, or else we wouldn't be here. And therefore, we're not pseudo-devotees, as Srila Prabhupada says. It's quite a heavy indictment. So, but this process of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada often said, is scientific. Because if you take up the process, you'll notice, you'll be able to observe the result. So, I think we all feel, to some extent at least, that we've been freed from some of the desires to exploit the material resources in the way that Srila Prabhupada was discussing at in the beginning of the purport here. So we're fortunate to that extent that, you know, we've been given the opportunity to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam as it comes through the cyclic succession. You know, Srila Prabhupada has given us that great mercy. And this verse says, those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna. So this example of drinking the nectar of the Bhagavatam through the process of hearing it is mentioned in, you know, some other places in the Bhagavatam itself, like in the third verse of the first chapter of the first canto. It's stated, Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Mahuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. So, Pibhata means to drink, just like here. It's stated in the synonyms, Pibhanti, you know, they who drink. So, the rasikas, those who are expert in tasting the rasas, even in this world, bhuvi bhavukaha, bhuvi means even in this world, these rasikas, it's recommended, they should drink the nectar of the Bhagavatam. Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam, you know, the rasas, alayam means reservoir. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is a reservoir of spiritual nectar. And that's what we're really anxious for, ultimately. That's what is ultimately going to satisfy the soul. Because that's who we really are. We're ultimately souls. Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnara Nitya Das. So the constitutional position of the soul is eternal servant of Krishna. So the eternal servants of Krishna, they want to hear about Krishna, his name, his fame, his forms, his pastimes, his service. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of that. Therefore, it is relishable for those who are rasikas, who want to taste the highest pleasure. So, now people are always looking for some nice taste. Yeah, they have in the California wine district, the Napa Valley. And you go there and they have these little tasting sessions. So we want to be connoisseurs of the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a higher taste. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you develop a higher taste, you give up the lower things. So for some people, the nectar that they try to enjoy in the material life is the nectar of news, of what's going on in the material world. Of course, we know what's going on in the material world. Janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. It's the same story year after year after year. Birth, death, old age, disease. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It's a temporary place full of all kinds of miseries. So, but people, they still want to hear about it. But as devotees of the Lord, we've developed a higher taste. So there's another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam where it's mentioned that, how the devotees, they want to drink through their ears the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. Aho nriloke pieta. Aho nriloke pieta. What is that? Aho nriloke pieta. Hari lilamrita vachaha. So, nriloke means people living in human society. So, nriloke pieta, they should drink. What should they drink? Hari lilamrita kata. And Srila Prabhupada translates that as the deathless nectar of the Lord's pastimes. I really like that phrase, deathless nectar. When I first encountered that, I thought, I'd like to taste some deathless nectar. Sounds good. So, that is what we're being presented with here. That, the Bhagavatam is full of the nectarian narrations about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by drinking that nectar through our ears, we automatically become freed from different kinds of material contamination. That's what Lord Chaitanya's movement is all about. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, clearing the dust of material contamination from the heart, from the consciousness, so that it will reflect purely the absolute truth in all of its perfection. And, you know, that is the actual goal of human life. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains that, unfortunately, today, human society has a polluted aim of life. Vidushita ashayam. Vidushita means polluted. Ashayam means a hope or purpose. So, or aim. So, society, human society today has a polluted aim of life. Instead of trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with whom each of us has an eternal relationship, we're trying to enjoy ourselves separately from him. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakare Nikatashtamaya Tare Japatiya Dare. We turn from Krishna, then the material energy is there saying, come, enjoy, exploit me, you'll be happy. So, in this material world, there are two kinds of personalities, two kinds of souls. One type is trying to turn away from Krishna, trying to exploit the material resources in combination with others, in competition with others, and they divide themselves up into so many competing groups based on superficial differences of the body in terms of race, nationality, gender, and so on. And they fight with each other and they compete. And you know, as Srila Prabhupada, you know, expresses it here, you know, their suffering isn't decreasing, it's not diminishing, it's increasing. So we see that. You know, it's happening all the time. They're trying to make some material adjustment. And they think in that way we'll become satisfied or happy. But the real adjustment is to decide to, no, I don't want to become involved in that. I want to reawaken my spiritual nature. And the best way to do that is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So that can be done either by, you know, the chanting of the holy name, or can also be done by, you know, people, they want to read something, they want to see something, so these books are there. The Srimad Bhagavatam is there. It's the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that is the alternative. And, you know, I'm kind of reminded by current events of kind of how I came to the Krishna consciousness movement. You know, I was a student in Washington, D.C. in 1968. And Martin Luther King was assassinated, and there were riots and civil disturbances and looting and burning and Washington and so many other cities. So as a student, I became involved in the protests and the demonstrations, you know, against, you know, for civil rights and against racism and against the Vietnam War and things like that. So I became unhappy with the establishment. But in the end, I saw that the protesters, they didn't have any real alternative either, because you can't just protest on and on. Eventually you have to do something, and the leaders of those movements, they didn't seem to me any better than the leaders of the establishment. So I was looking for something else, something real. And I came in contact with the Krishna Consciousness Movement, which is really the highest welfare work for all of human society. So it operates on the basis of going to the root of all of the problems that people confront. What is the actual root of all of these problems? And Srila Prabhupada is describing it here in the purport. That people think they can become happy by exploiting the resources of material nature, and thus they become absorbed in that individually and collectively. That's their meditation. And he's saying, no, really, we should be minimizing our involvement with the material resources. We should satisfy our material needs in the most simple, natural, and efficient way possible. He's saying, it's been arranged like that, that it's possible to do that. Simple living, plain living, he says here, high thinking. So we should be finding the most simple, natural way possible to live in this world, minimize our material demands, and focus on hearing the message of the Bhagavatam, and this will awaken us to our actual identity, where we can actually find the peace that we're all looking for individually and collectively. I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.